Good morning, Rabose. So we just wanted to finish up some matters that we had outstanding from the last two Makorot sheets. the first question is, we pointed out in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, and we don't have to look inside, this is the main point of the Maskana of the Sugya, what is the case of our papas told Oseim Lavka Yotzi Vahen? Right? Which Av Nezek has a told that it's not Kayotzi Bo? First, we went through all of them. Keren, Shane, Regel, Bor, Eish, Adam, everything had all Kayotzi Bo. Finally, we come back to Regel and say, oh, Regel has told Oseim Lavka Yotzi Vahen. It's Chatzi Nezek Tzurus. So, the question which the Rishonim struggle with here is, okay, why was the Gemara's Maskana Davka Regel? What about Tzroros of Shane? What about, which we discussed previously, what about Tzroros of Keren? Right? Are they Kayotzavim or are they not Kayotzavim? So why did the Gemara Davka say Regel? Our two choices basically are, did the Gemara Davka mean Tzroros of Regular, not Kayotzavim? But it's only Regel? Or was the Gemara Lav Davka? Obviously, if the Gemara is Lav Davka, it's a little dachuk to say it's Lav Davka. If the Gemara is Davka, you're going to have to explain, well, why would Davka there be a difference between Regel and something else? And we recall, I'm just going to expand on what we discussed earlier, perhaps. There are three basic possibilities of how to understand why the Gemara called Tzroros told of Regel. Right? Why is Tzroros called Tolda de Regel, as opposed to Tolda of anything else? And the three basic possibilities, maybe not in any particular order, are number one, Lav Davka, Tzroros de Shein Vekeren Gamkein Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. Right? Who, in our Gemara, says that very, very explicitly. The Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted in the Tosfos Rosh, quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes. Right? The Tosfos Rosh, you might notice, going through the Makoros as we go through, we've only had, this is only our 10th shiur, but some of the Tosfos Rosh is often the same thing as Tosfos, but he likes to quote a lot of Rabbeinu Yonah's. the Rosh, he met Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, so the standard Tosfos and never quote Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah lived in Sfard. The Bali Tosfos lived in Ashkenaz. But the Rosh went on Golus because of the persecutions from Ashkenaz to Sfard. He met the Rashba, he met Rabbeinu Yonah. So he quotes a lot of, generally Tosfos Rosh has a lot of Sfardic Rishonim in them compared to regular Tosfos. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah here. On the base and base of our Papa, and he makes a diak. Yesh mehem kayotzi behem, yesh mehem lav kayotzi behem. So, you know, you could have said, it's a little funny. Rav Papa's lashon, oh, yesh, some are kayotzi and some are not. He says, well, in the end, all are kayotzi behem except for one that's not. So why would he use this lashon? It's not such a strong kasha. Sometimes, even if it's like 9 to 1, you can still say there are some yesh v'yesh. If I say yesh v'yesh, and I mean 5 to 1, not unreasonable. But he says, no, it's because there are many kayotze behem, many lav kayotze behem. There are many kayotze behem, everything we've discussed until the middle of Gimel and Beis, and many lav kayotze behem. Tzuros of Regel is lav kayotze bo, because it's only chatzi nezek. Tzuros of Shane is lav kayotze bo, because it's only chatzi nezek. Tzuros of Keren Muad is lav kayotze bo, because it's only chatzi nezek. And Tzuros of Keren Tamtaka is an ibaya on Daf Yotesim and Aleph, whether it's Kayotzbo Chatzin Nezek or Lav Kayotzbo or Via Nezek, but at least Shane, Karen, and Regel have Lav Kayotzbo. This is the clear approach of Rabbeinu Yonah in the Tosfos Rosh and Daf Beis Amud Beis. The first thing on Morty's Bava Kamma source is 9, which I printed out for the first time, and it's great to have in shiur. I don't know why I didn't think of this years ago. I thought it was for the people who didn't have all the Sfarim at home, or didn't have a Bar Ilan, but I realized it's for giving shir. However, there's other approaches as well, and we remember this from the sugya of Tinfa Peres Vahandasa. The other possibility is that it's Davka. Sroros of Regel is Lav Kayotsibo. Sroros of Regel is Lav Kayotsibo, because Regel is Nezek Shalim, and Sroros of Regel is Chatzi Nezek. But Sroros of the other of the Zikin are Kayotsibem. Right? But Sroros, the Sharavos, after all, that takes our Gemara literally. Only in regals are lafkiyot, but Tzuris of Shane is Nezek Shali. Tzuris of Keren would be Nezek Shali, or Tzuris of Keren Tam would be Chatzin Nezek, would just be the regular thing. We'll put names to these in a moment. The third possibility, who remembers what the third possibility was? That it's Davka, but there is no such thing as Tzuris of other Avos, right? Right? There is no such thing as Sroros Dishar Avos, because what happens if you have Shane that knocks pebbles and creates Sroros, or Karen that knocks pebbles and creates Sroros? It becomes a told of Regel, right? Because all Sroros of any Avos are a tolda of Regel. Okay, so you could say the Gemara is Lav Davka, or you could have two ways of saying that the Gemara is Davka.
I don't understand in the Rabbeinu Yonah, when if you say it's Soros of Karen, Rashi's reason that it's Lav Yotzibo is because it doesn't pay like it. But Soros of Karen would pay like it.
Soros of Karen Mu'ad would not pay like it. Karen Mu'ad pays Nezek Shalim.
Well, what will help?
Soros of Karen Mu'ad pays Chatzi Nezek.
What would that mean? Karen Soros Mu'ad versus Soros
Karen. Let's say an animal it kicked pebbles on purpose to break things. Right? That's Karen. Remember, Be'ita, kicking is Karen? So it kicked pebbles on purpose to break something once. Twice, three times. Now it's Mu'at to kick pebbles on purpose to break things. And if it happens a fourth time, or Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm not saying everyone, the Gemara doesn't, might or may not relate to this, and either way, he did not say explicitly what the halacha is. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, and then the fourth time, it would be Chatzi Nezek, because it's Soros of Karen Mu'at. And Soros of Karen Mu'at is not Kiyotzibo. Okay, so let's just review the shitas, because we saw some of these shitas once. Where does this come up? This comes up, number one, in Sroros Deshain. So who held that Sroros Deshain? Yeah, the Lav Davka approach. After all, just like Sroros of regular Chatzi Nezek, Sroros of Shane is also Shane Chatzi Nezek. Anyone remember who held that? That was the shita of, obviously, Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Because he says about everything, right? But that was the shita of... That was the shita of Tosos that we learned earlier. That Tosos says on Daf Yitzayin Ud Beis, Afagav the Tana Torus de Regel, Ashunin Torus de Shein, the Lanasukovid. Even though we already learned Torus of Regel, we also need to learn the Torus of Shein is Chatzi Nezek. So Tosos held, yeah, Torus of Shein is Chatzi Nezek. We saw that Tosos and our pair implied that as well. Who held that Sroros of Shane is Nezek Shalim? Because it's Davka regular Sroros that has a din of Sroros by Shane. There's no special rule of Sroros since Nezek Shalim. And remember, who held that Sroros of Shane pays Nezek Shalim? The Yesh Omer in Rashi and Daf Yud Chesed and Beis.
Right, we'll put the Daf in here.
Because it was from a while ago. The Yesh Omer, Rashi, and Chesed and Beis. Let's remember how we got to this in Tinfa Peres Vahandasa, right? We're wondering, the Gemara later says, you have to excuse all my language here, that an animal that defecates and destroys produce, or whatever it can destroy, destroys produce, pays Chatzi Nezek, because it is Tzuros, the things drop out of its body, and it's not directly touching what it breaks, it's just like kicking pebbles, so it drops pieces of feces and breaks them ruins produce. So Rashi says here in the first opinion, he doesn't say who it is, and he personally rejects it, but he says it must be Shalola Nasas Kinagom Shashels. Our Gemara, which says Chatzi Nezek, must be if it's not getting Hana'ah, meaning it's not trying to be Nen and relieve itself, it's just has diarrhea and doesn't even notice what's going on. Dila Nasa told it to Shani. Because if it would be Hana'ah, it would be a told of Shane. It would pay Nezek Shalim.
So here is the Yesh Omrim in Rashi on Daf Yud Chesed and Beis says, told of shame would pay Nezik Shalim. And that would explain Tinfah Pirus La'anasa on Daf Gimel and Aleph that pays Nezik Shalim, because that's a told of shame. Only source of regal pays Chatzi Nezik. And Rashi himself says, V'nir v'einai d'chol glolim la'anasa hi. All cases of glolim, of defecation, are considered hanasa. The afilo achilav told the shein, when it's not a told of shein, since when is hanasa not a told of shein, the shein is a gedugufa, because shein is if it directly touched it. V'ani tzroros then who, and this is through tzroros, and tzroros, even tzroros, which should be shein, which is lahanasa, is not shein anymore, because anything that tzroros automatically is not shein anymore, automatically is a told of regel. So this is Rashi himself, on daf yudches amad beis. So Rashi on Daf Yudches and Beis clearly assumes that Dafka, the idea of Tzroros left Kayotzvam is Dafka about regular. He just, as Yesh Omrim says, and therefore, if you have Tzroros comes from Shane, it pays Nezek Shalom. Because Tzroros of Shane is Kayotzvam. Rashi himself says, no, there is no such thing as Tzroros of Shane. Anything that Tzroros is automatically not Shane, it's automatically regular. Okay, how about Keren Muad? How about Tzroros of Keren Muad? What a Keren Muad? Let's define Keren Muad. It does something for this Kavanasa Lahazik in an unexpected way, three times. The fourth time, that's called Keren Muad. So what if you have Tzoros, like the example I said before, it purposely, in order to be Mazik, kick pebbles on someone three times. By the fourth time, it's Keren Muad. So what would be the din of Tzoros of Keren Muad? By the way, just in terms of numbers, here it would be you'd pay 50%, here you'd pay 100%, of course, and here you'd pay 50%. The only difference is here it's 50% in shame, here it's 100% in shame, and here it's 50% and regular. Okay, that's just to illustrate what we wrote. How about a case of Tzoros of Keren Muad? What would be the din of Tzoros and Keren Muad? Would it be 50% Keren Muad? Would it be no, since it's Karen, there's no rule of source 50%, it's 100%. Or would it be 50% because it turns into regal? So, here, we're not 100% sure. We know Rabbeinu Yonah would say, because in Daf Beis Amud Beis, the beginning of the Sugya, he already tells us that he thinks that Tzoros applies to all the others. Right? But what line in the Gemara might deal with this case? No, because Moshe points out Rav Ashizi by and Daf Yotzes and Aleph, Yeshinu Tzuros Lo Via Nezik or not. But that's when we have doing Tzuros in a Meshuna Keren way. Remember, Keren is when it does something abnormal. Once. That's Keren time. Didn't I write Keren more on the board? Rather, what did Moshe mean to say? Yud Chesem and Bey is not Rashi Zibaya, but Rav Zibaya. Right? Rav Zibaya and Yud Chesem and Bey is Yesh Hadol Lutzurus or Ein Hadol Lutzurus. And we're not sure what he means. Rashi has two opinions, right, already from before the time of the Rishonim, right? Before Rashi, there were already two opinions, right? The earliest time of Rishonim, who knows? Right? Further back than we know the names of people who gave them Shatim. Right? There were already two opinions as to what this means. And I didn't give you all the Rishonim there. There's not really a third way. Yeah, there are, you know, variations, and maybe it's both of them, maybe it's, you know, basically it's either one, the other, or some people say both, which we needn't get into. But let's just review for a second, what is this Ibaya of Rava, right? The Ibaya de Rava, and Daf Yud Chesam Beis, Yesh Hada'al Letzuros, it's really Letzuros, or Ein. So what's this Ibaya? So if you recall, Rashi had two opinions as to what's the case of Hadah. Hadah Letzuros clearly means if it happens three times, you pay Nezek Shalim. Right. That's clear from the context of Noor. They're asking, after three times, you pay Nezek Shalim or you don't pay Nezek Shalim. But what's the case? So Rashi there has two opinions. In my Gemara, the important lines are underlined. But they forgot to do this. The Ozvahadr people forgot. His first opinion is, B'dishoni b'tzoros v'ayayi b'tzoros zimri.
that it's Tsuros Bishinoi, which was then had Mu'ad three times. His second opinion is that Tsuros without a Shinoi, that's Mu'ad three times. So basically, in the last year, we had a whole Chakira put on the board, etc. And we discussed the second day in Rashi. Right? We discussed the second day in Rashi. The second day in Rashi, I'm not going to put that on the board again, was it has nothing to do with Shinoi. It's a regular Tsuros of Regel. It just walks and kicks pebbles. That's regular Tsuros. Regular Tsuros of Regel, after three times you pay Nezek Shalom or not. And then we said, well, that's a strange Yibaya. Why would you pay Nezek Shalom after three times? Right? After all, if Tsuros is half, then Tsuros is half. So we said, and here I'm just chazering, either the Rav's pshat, which was not the main way I wanted to go, that really it's a chakir about Mu'ad. Does Mu'ad only mean if something's not normal, after three times it becomes normal? Or does Mu'ad mean anything that's half Nezek after three times it becomes Nezek Shalom? So that's Ibaya. Does Mu'ad apply to everything or only to things that are unexpected to make them expected? But we ought to say no, it had to do with Chakir we had on the board last time. Why did Tsuros pay Chatzi Nezek in the first place? If it pays Chatzi Nezek in the first place, because remember the Pnei Yeshua, because it's a lot of working tzas, because it's not totally expected. And after three times it's expected, it's pay Nezek Shali. If it pays Chatzi Nezek because it's not direct, it's Kocho instead of Gufo, then after three times it's still not direct. So it should pay Chatzi Nezek. That was Rashi's second shot, and I'm not going to put that on the board today. I'm going to discuss Rashi's first shot. Right? Lefi Peirush Rishon to Rashi Shom. So what is the case? It is Tsuros with a Shinoi. So what's the case? It's Tsuros with a Shinoi. Right? The case is Tsuros Al Yadei Shinoi, meaning Keren, right? Anything that's an abnormal thing that's not done just in the course of normal deriving physical pleasure from the world or normal walking, but is done as a Shinoi, is equated with Kavanasal Hazak. Okay, one of these days we really have to get to the bottom of something that I keep tripping over, which is what makes Keren different than Shein Verega? The fact that it's abnormal, or the fact that Kavanah is Lahazah? Or are those saying the same thing, different words?
That's the next sub you're going to do, Rav and Shmuel. You can do with the Tosfos. Isn't that what
we'll see. Okay. Anyway, Viter. But here it's Keren. And, right? The Ayaed plus a Zimni. And if it goes Mu'ad three times, that makes it Keren Mu'ad. So now we have a case, according to the first shot of Rashi, of Keren Mu'ad through Tsuros. What's the rule of Keren Mu'ad through Tsuros? Reasonable question, right? So what's the two possibilities? So, what's the Ibaya? There's a Manda Amar Ein Hadah, which means you pay 100%. And a Manda Amar Ein Hadah, which means you pay 50%. Meaning, according to, now we can't prove this in the Gemara, because we don't know which shot of Rashi is correct. There's only one shot, right? This is only one shot. And Rashi keeps going back and forth, and maybe this isn't, it's not even 100% clear which is his favorite shot. He keeps going back and forth. although, the, it's hard to tell, because he calls the other pshat Iker, but yet says the other pshat doesn't make sense. So, hard to tell, but it doesn't really matter. There are two pshat, right? So, here's the question. The question is, Keren Mu'ad Tsuros de Keren Mu'ad, there's an Ibaya. Does it pay 100%, or does it pay 50% according to this Lashon? Right? So, it's an Ibaya in the Gemara. So the answer is, the Gemara had this Ibaya. So, the Man de Omar, right? Man de Omar, Yesh Hadah Letzroros, Lefi, Perish Rishon Barashi, basically says that Tsuros of Keren Mu'ad pays 100%. And unless you want to pull the rough here and say, oh, it's because of the special rule that Mu'ad makes everything 100%, not because of Keren Mu'ad. But the simple shot is, we're discussing Tsuros of Keren Mu'ad, and there's a Yivaya. Does it pay 100% or does it pay 50%?
How did Rabbeinu Yonah understand the Gemara in Testament Aleph that says that Rabashi, that Rabba only asked the question if you assume Ein Hadal and Sroros?
I mean, that's not just a question on Rabbeinu Yonah. That's a question on the second Peshat of Rashi.
Oh, is that right?
Right. And we, which, and it was Tosfos and many Rishonim's question talk on the second Peshat of Rashi. So we answered it at the end of the last year. And we answered that with a lundus. I'm not going to chazer it now, but I'll just briefly remind you that we said it was not a practical connection, as which was the what you meant by your question, but rather it's a lundus connection, because yeshin or inshin or tsuros might depend on the chakir that was on the board last time. If tsuros already lavur chayu, then shino shouldn't make a reveal. But if tsuros is totally chayu, maybe shino should make a reveal. And that is connected to the Yibaya of Rava, because if Tzuras is already Urchayu, then there shouldn't be Hadal. Okay, good. Finish it up by yourself, or look at your notes. Anyway, so we're not sure. We only have one Rishon, Taka gives a Shita about Keren Muad. And that Shita is Rabbeinu Yonah. Because he just says in the Beis and Beis, oh yeah, Tzuras of Keren is Lavka Yotzebo of Keren, right? 50%, you know. Is 50% and is still a told of Keren. Look over, according to one Shan and Rashi, there is Tzuros of Keren Muad is 100%. And why is it 100%? You have to say because it's Tzuros of Keren. It's not Tzuros of Regal. Tzuros of Regal, okay, so it's Tzuros of Keren. So it's Behem. Of course, if we just say, Man da Omar, Ein Hada. How about the Mandamer Ein Hadal Litzvoros? What about the Mandamer Ein Hadal Litzvoros? Truth is, you could explain him in various ways. You could explain the Mandamer Ein Hadal Litzvoros just that there's no process of Hadal for Litzvoros. Reasons that we won't get to yet. But let's say, perhaps Mandamer Ein Hadal Litzvoros means either this. Mandamer Ein Hadal Litzvoros means 50%. So he could mean, why is it 50%? Because like Rabbeinu Yonah, told of Regel Zav Dafka, the told of Keren, is also live Kiyotz Bam. Or it could mean this, because maybe he holds, parallel to Rashi, that, yeah, Tzuros of Keren Muad is not a tolda of Keren. It's a tolda of Regel. It's a tolda of Regel. Because all Tzuros are tolda of Regel, because our Gemara is Dafka. Okay, so we have, Rabbeinu Yonah is the only Rishon who weighs in, that I know of, on Keren Muad, but we have an Ibaya, which according to the first Perish and Rashi, seems to be about exactly this case, Tzuros of Keren Muad. Again, if you want, you could say it's about other things. You could say it's just about the process of Hadah. But Pashtus, it's about Tzuros of Keren Muad, either 100%, which is one possibility, or 50%, one of those two. The last thing I want to put on the board here just is, how about Tzuros of Keren Tam? What about Tzuros of Keren Tam? Would the rule of Tzuros apply to Keren Tam? Now that seems to be a... Where does the Gemara seem to discuss the rule of Tzuros for Keren Tam? Keren Tam means a Shinoi the first time, not the fourth time. What if it was a Shinoi the first time? Like, it didn't just walk, but it kicked meanly, and it showered pebbles that broke someone's vase. But the first time. Where is that in the Gemara?
Rav Ashi.
Rav Ashi and Daf Yitzchak Aleph, right?
Rav Ashi and Daf Yotes and Aleph.
Ibaya de Rav Ashi and Daf Yotes and Aleph. What's this called? Yesh Shinoi Litzroros. If you have a Shinoi one time, Lirvia Nezek. If you first the Shinoi, does become a quarter, meaning half to the Keren Tam, and then half of the half because it's Keren Tam Litzroros. So, either yes or no, we're not sure. So, here, what are the two tzadim of this Ibaya? Basically, one side is, what's the case, right? The case is, right, Tzuros, the Keren Tam. Either Yeshinoi, Lervia Nezek, and it pays 25%, or Ein Shinoi, Lervia Nezek, and it pays 50%. Right? That seems to be
the two possibilities. Now, the question is only, give me half a second here, what is the svara of these two sides? So, but...
How come if it's regular?
Yes.
If it turns out to be regular, you should pay 100%.
What?
If it turns out to be regular, you should pay 50%.
Give me a second, okay? Give me a second. Great question. Amazing, terrific question. Just give me a second. Okay. So, the... if you say it becomes 25%, then I think it's very, very, very clear what the svara is. Very clear. Posh at what the svara is. Because it's Karen Tam is half. Tsroros is half. So Tsroros de Karen Tam is half of a half. Any Torah about the people here know math. What's half of a half? A quarter. Excellent. I grew up in Brooklyn. That was considered adequate secular education. Not everyone here is from Tina. This svar is the most poshut thing in the world. The svar of the tzad of Yeshinoi, by the way, how do we paskin? Here it gets a little tricky, because the Rambam says we paskin it's anibayi d'lo ishita. And most Rishonim agree. It's anibayi d'lo ishita. Okay, but here, this is very, very poshut, what the svar is. The question is, what's the svar for the tzad of 50%? So here, I think, we have three svars. You tell me. What's the svar for the tzad of 50%? After all, Karen Tam, it's Karen Tam, it's Mishino, so it's half Nezek. And Tsroros is also half, so half of half should be a quarter. So what's the svar for the other tzad that says, Ain Shino Levia Nezek, you pay half? Anyone?
It's
Kayotibo. That Tsroros of Karen Tam is Kayotibo. So one svara, says Shlomi, one svara is that Tsroros of Karen Tam, Kayotzebo. After all, Tsroros of Regel is not Kayotzebo, but Tsroros of Karen Tam is Kayotzebo. Okay. What's anyone think of a different svara?
A svara for Tsroros is that it's not Rechai, it could be that that's already accounted for in short time.
Correct, which is what we mentioned last time. Right? It could be that. that if the svara of Tsroros is lav or chayu ktas, right? And as a matter of fact, we have this on the board, right? If you recall, we said, okay, apologize to our force in the last year. I keep quoting what we had on the board last time. But we said maybe that's enough to do that chakira. If the svara of Tsroros is lav or chayu ktas, then, you know, lav or chayu plus lav or chayu ktas is only one big lav or chayu. Right? That's what you meant to say?
Yeah.
In which case, what do you mean a quarter? If something's weird for two reasons, it's still weird. There's no, like, levels of weirdness. If you want to say this much more technically, you could say, even without svaras, you could say, half of a half is not a quarter. Half of a half is a half. What I mean that, it's not that when the Torah said half, it didn't mean half of what it would have been otherwise. It just meant half. So the Torah says, well, Karen Tam is only half. And the Torah says, Torah is only half. But it didn't say half of. It said half. So you can't combine two halves to make a quarter. Okay. But, you know, we'll just put this, it's 2.1, just say technically, you can't combine two halves to make a quarter.
Now you're left broken.
Okay. Now, none of you said the Rambam, by the way. Interesting. Okay. Let's just plug this in for a moment. None of you said the Rambam. Very strange. A few briskers here. Okay. Tsroros de Karen Tam. So, do we say that maybe this is
Man da Omar Yesh Shinoi Lervia Nezek, who holds that it would be 25, who hold that it would be 25%.
And it would be Karen Tom. So maybe Manda or Yeshin or Levia Nezek. And this is exactly what, who says this?
The Rabbeinu Yonah says, Manda or Yeshin or Levia Nezek. And likewise, the Tosa Shantz that I put on the course.
And then Tosa when your parents also says, Manda or Yeshin or Levia Nezek holds that just like Surah Sabrangel is Lavka Yotzibot, Surah the Karen Tom is Lavka Yotzibot. Okay. What if, but here we have, maybe it should be 50% Karen Tam, Hayotzibo, and this is Manda Omar, Ein Shinoi Lervia Nezek, Lefi Perish 1. Obviously, Lefi Perish 2, it's a technical thing we can't put on our chart. However, let me read you a Rambam and tell me why. Nothing we said explains the Rambam yet. Can anyone think of another possibility? I mean, I've sort of set you up. Another possibility for the Manda Amar, Ein Shinoi Lervia Nezek, that it's 50%. Even if you never learned Baba Kama before in your life, you could read this board and think of another possibility. And then, if you did learn Baba Kama once in your life, you could tell me how you could prove that's the sheet of the Rambam.
If not Karen, regular.
Exactly. Right, we had another possibility here. Maybe that Sroros Nase Tolda Deregel. And once it's Tolda Deregel, of course that can be a quarter. Because only Karen Thomas half, right? The Sroros Deregel Mashalim Chetzi Vilo Revia. Right? Meaning, now let's just put this on the board here. And then I want someone to say, but no one has that sheet, it's too crazy. Maybe you could say no. It's 50% because it's regel. And this would be Manda Omar Ein Shinoi Lervia Nezek Lefi Perish 3 equals the Rambam. How do I know that's the Pshat of the Rambam? Very, very simply, I'll tell you how I know it's the Pshat of the Rambam. What's the difference? Whether it is a tolda of Karen Tam or a tolda of Regel. What's the most obvious difference between a tolda of Karen and a tolda of Regel? No, practical difference. I mean, not practical nafkamina.
What you pay for
it? No. We already started discussing how much you pay, so that can't be it. Not what you pay, but...
Where?
Not from where you pay, but... Where you pay. We're just around it. Right? That's a big difference. I mean, in the practical world, that's a very, very big difference, right? Do I have to pay for damage I do in Rosh Hasharabim, right? That's, if you're actually a practical person who owns an ox, that's a very important question, right? Most things happen in the street. So, what about Rosh Hasharabim, right? That is a reasonable question. According to this tzad, what would be in Rosh Hasharabim? So, let's just fill in. According to this side, you pay 25% because it's source of Karen Tom, and of course the Chayim Rosh Hasharabim. That's Pashut. The question is, according to the Tzad of 50%. Chayim 50% in Rosh Hasharabim, Chayotzbo, V'chayim Rosh Hasharabim, V'chayim Rosh Hasharabim, but according to 3, U'pater Rosh Hasharabim. That makes a big difference. The side of Chatzi Nezek is Chatzi Nezek even in Rosh Hasharabim, because it's still a told of Karen? Or no, it turns into a told of Regel, and now it's Pater Rosh Hasharabim. Right? Again, when the Rishonim argue whether Shane turned into a told of Regel if it was through Taurus, we didn't care that much. Because, either way, you're a Pater Rosh Hasharabim. How about this case? I wish someone had discussed it in Karen Muad. I didn't find anyone did. How about here? Says the Rambam something very... You have to read the Rambam carefully. I think it's the wrong Rambam in the sheet. But I think you put a pair of Beis Halacha Beis on the sheet instead of a pair of Beis Halacha Hey. Could that be?
Yes.
Okay. But if you look in the Rambam The Rambam says something fascinating. He says, if it was, first it kicked on purpose with the shinoi, shinoi the tzuros, in Rishus HaRabin. Ubata v'itiza tzuros v'iziko Rishus HaRabin. V'iziko. Okay, v'iziko. Now, according to everyone else, I'm not saying it was like the Rabin. I would say, what are the two sides of the sefekas? Either chayv half nezik Rishus HaRabin, according to nezik Rishus HaRabin, or half nezik Rishus HaRabin. Meaning, then what would I paskin? According to the Rambam, this is the Rambam Shita, and something that maybe we'll get to later in the Masechet. The Rambam's general Shita and the Sugya of Takva Kohen and the Sugya of based on Riff in a few places, although it's tricky, all over Bava Kama, is that whenever it's a suffix how much I'm chayiv to you, I obviously pay the smaller amount, the rule of multi-mechavel of Raya, but if you grab the larger amount, you can keep it. Because now you're holding it, and I can't be multi back from you. So what would I, might I expect him to say? You buy a suffix 25% or 50%, so you have to pay a quarter, but if he grabs a half, then he can keep it. Says the Rambam, you don't have to pay anything. You don't have to pay anything. But if he grabs let me preface this with halacha vav. In Rishus HaNizak, if my animal invades your Rishus and does this, the Rambam says you have to pay a quarter, but if he grabs half, he can keep it. But what about Rishus HaRabim? Says the Rambam, I don't have to pay anything, but if you grab a quarter, you can keep it. Why? I don't have to pay anything, because maybe it's Patrim Rishus HaRabim. But if you grab a quarter, maybe you can keep it. And the Rambam is explicit about the svar. Shadavar Safiku, Shema Shinohu Ve'ena Toldos Regel, Shari Bata. It's a suffix, maybe it's not a Toldos Regel. Now, what are the two, let's fill in the blank. It's a suffix, maybe it's not a toldav regel. Okay. If you want to say the suffix with two sides, one side is maybe it's not a toldav regel. Obviously, what's the other side? Maybe it is a toldav regel, right? If I say suffix, maybe it's not X, then also suffix, maybe it is X. So the Ram says before it says a suffix, whether or not it's a toldav regel. Now, if you want to be nidchak in the Rambam, nidchak in the way the Rambam read the Gemara, etc., the Evan Azal suggests here, although he gets into a lot of trouble, maybe he just means it's a suffix in Mitzias as to whether this is considered normal or abnormal, and he just means like a very local suffix as to whether to judge this as a normal thing or not. It's very difficult to read in the Gemara, as the Evan Azal gets himself into trouble. Simple pshat is, as most of the Achronim understand the Rambam has exactly our... He took, there are three. He says, what are the two tzadim? Maybe Lav Davka and Source of Keren Tam is half of Keren Tam. Or maybe, no, Source of everything becomes a Toldav Regel. Davka, there is no Source of Keren Tam. There's only Source of Regel. Anything that's Source is a Toldav Regel. And therefore, Nafkamina is not just half, a quarter or half, but Rishus HaRabim, Chai Rishus HaRabim, Pat Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, says the Rambam, how do I know the Rambam says this? Let me just point out how I know the Rambam says this, because the Rambam paskins that Birshus HaNizak it's Safek Revia Safek Chitzi. If it's in the Nizak's Birshus, Safek 50%, Safek 25%, like the Gemara, but the Rambam paskins that Birshus HaRabim it's Safek Revia Safek Potter. Why would the Rambam say that? Because he understood it wasn't within Keren Tam, is it a quarter or a half? Then, Bein Rishus Rabim, Bein Rishus HaNizak, it would be a suffix, quarter or half. He understands the suffix is it Keren or is it Regel? That's a two-sub in the suffix. So, in Rishus HaNizak, Keren and Regel are both Chayef. So, it's just suffix, quarter or half. But in Rishus Rabim, either it's a quarter and Chayef in Rishus Rabim, or it would be a half, but in Rishus Rabim, Pachal Gamri. And therefore, the Rambam paskins, in Rishus HaNizak, you have to pay a quarter. If he grabs a half, he keeps it. In Rishus HaRabim, you have to pay nothing. But if he grabs a quarter, he keeps it. That's the Rambam says, Suffix Shemu told the regal. So the Rambam obviously understands. Again, unless you're going to reread the Rambam and say, he wasn't discussing wonders of Tzuros here. He was just asking in this particular example, like whether we consider that normal or abnormal.
which is very difficult to read in Gemara Daf Yutesh and Aleph, because the Gemara assumes it's a general question about the oneness of Tzuros. So the Rambam reads the Sibaya differently than how we will. I'm glad we didn't say the Rambam until I twisted your arm and forced you. Because that's not the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, and it doesn't sound that way for any of the other Rishonim. But the Rambam apparently thinks that the suffix is, does Tzuros the Keren stay Tzuros of Keren? And in which case, like Rabbi Yona, just like Tzuros of Regel is half of Regel, Tzuros of Keren is half of Keren. Or no, Tzuros is always Regel. And therefore, Tzuros of Keren becomes Regel, and once it's Tzuros of Regel, it's 50%, not a quarter.
Rambam doesn't think it could be like Svara 1, Tzuros of Keren.
Because if Tzuros of Keren Tam was Kayotze Bo, then it should be Chayim Rosh HaSarabin. Because it's Kayotze Bo. But then both Tzadim are Chayim Rosh HaSarabin. But that's not true. The Rambam says it's a suffix with your Chayim Rosh HaSarabin. So it can't be.
Why is the Rambam different than Rashi?
What?
The Rambam is not any different than the Rashi on Yud Ches on the Bet.
The Rambam is not any different than Rashi. That's okay. Mutarlo. Are you with me?
No, but why can't the Rambam say on the suffix about that, and therefore you should be able to be Tovis half also?
Because the Rambam says you can't be Tovis half Rosh HaSarabin.
But why not? Meaning?
Because the Rambam is not even suffix about this. He thinks the only possibility
right.
is...
Oh, well, so we can't say
okay. Right, okay. Okay, Viter. Now, that is, basically here is what we've learned so far is we finished up learning the Ibaya, analyzing the Ibaya of Rabban if you have some vase. We half analyzed last year, half this year, meaning one shot last year, one shot this year. And we analyzed the Ibaya of Ravashi and Daf Yud Hesam and Aleph. And also, at the end of last year, we analyzed the relationship between them. Now, we also filled in our chart here. We didn't even say any lumdas here, right? We just wanted facts. What is the rule of Tzuros of non-regel? Based on our Gemara. Do you say like Rabbeinu Yonah? Just like Tzuros of regel are half of regel, Tzuros of Shein are half of Shein, and Tzuros of Keren are half of Keren, that's Rabbeinu Yonah, and therefore Tzuros of Shein are just halfway Shein, Tzuros of Keren Mu'ad are halfway Keren Mu'ad, and Tzuros of Keren Tam are halfway Keren Tam or 25%, or maybe you can say they're 50% for a technical reason. Or do you say no, our Gemara is Dafka, Tzuros of regel is Lavka Yotzbe, Tzuros of everything else Kayotzbe. That's the Yishev Rashi. Tzuros of Shein is 100%. That's the Man Yesh HaDol Tzuros according to one Deah. Tzuros of Keren Mu'ad are 100%. And maybe, that's one way to explain the Man Damar Yesh HaDol Tzuros. Tzuros of Keren Tam are Kayotzvi of Keren Tam. Or do you say, the more most B'chodesh, all Tzuros are Regal. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it would have been if it had damaged directly. If it had damaged directly, it would have been Shein. Once it damaged indirectly through Kocho, it turned into to Regal. And maybe if it had damaged directly, it would have been Keren. Once it did indirectly, it turns into Regal. That's Rashi Dafi Chesem Amid Beis. Even Lahana'a, if it's through Tzuros, it's called Regal. Maybe that's Mandamar Ein Hadol Tzuros, according to one pshat. Yeah, even Keren Mu'ad. Even Keren Mu'ad, if Tzuros only pays 50%, maybe it's Regal, although I have no reason to think so necessarily. And at the Rambam pshat, in Mandamar Ein Shinoi Lirviya Nezek, even if you do Keren Tam b'shinoi, it's still Shema, it's a told of Regel, not a told of Keren Tam. Why would it be a told of Regel? It would be a told of Regel because it's through Tzuros, and anything Tzuros becomes a told of Regel. Now I just want to take one second to ask the probably most important question, what's the Svara for these three basic approaches? Now, if we really want to do our job properly, we should then ask, what's the Svara according to every tzad of every Ibaya to be machalik between the different rows of this chart? Maybe we'll do that Baal Peh, the Rashi Prakin. But what's the Svara? So, what is the
Svara?
Oh, I apologize. That 1, 2, and 3 has nothing to do with this 1, 2, and 3. Right? I don't want to confuse anyone. So we'll call this Aleph, Bet, and Gimel. Okay, what's the Svara of Aleph, Bet, and Gimel? So what is the, what needs the least Svara? Like, what is the most obvious misvara? Aleph, Bet, or Gimel?
Well, it's either Aleph or Gimel.
What? What is the most obvious misvara? That what should be if you do Lahanasa with Tzuros or Kavanas Lahazik with Tzuros? I think Aleph is the most obvious. Yeah, Tzuros is half. Tzuros of Regel is half of Regel. Tzuros of Shein is half of Shein. And Tzuros of Keren is half of Keren. I don't think that needs any fancy Svara. Right? So here, what's the Svara? Svaros. Put this on the side. So Aleph, that's Pashut. Just a general rule that Tzuros pays Chetzi. Okay. What's the Svara of
base, why should source of regel be lav kiyotze behem, but source of everything else be kiyotze behem? So what's the svara of base? Now here always, with svaras becomes a little funny. If you look in the achronim, I didn't give you all the achronim. Okay. It's always funny because it is this halachal moshmi sinai. One derech in the achronim is just take everything about svaras and say, oh, it's halachal moshmi sinai, there's no svara. Kachazeh. There seems to be just, because there's, it never says this, by the way. That's not true. The Gemara does have a few places where they discuss that maybe in terms of limudim, you can't make the same limudim from halachal moshmi sinai. So some achronim understand that halachal moshmi sinai don't have to make sense. Okay, mistama, everything makes sense according to some olamas elyonim, that logic that's beyond human intelligence. But it doesn't have to make sense in a way that's accessible to human logic. So, if you want to, you could always say, the svara is, zeris akasam, that halach mos b'sinai, that svara was only said about regel, and was not said about anything else, and shalom al yisrael, if you really insist. So, you can always say that maybe it's just a xeris hakasov, but I don't think we prefer those types of explanations. Enachanami, not everything in the Torah is a svara. Only a few places in Sefer Zikin, if the Gemara say something a svara, we would have known on our own. Most things in the Gemara, we wouldn't have known on our own. We only know them because it says in the Pasuk, or because Chazal darshan from the Pasuk, or because Chazal had a mesora, halacha l'moshe b'sinai. But like many things in life, there are many things in life which we wouldn't have known on our own, but once you tell them to me, yeah, it makes sense. Like, I understand where it's coming from, right? So we like to assume that most halachos are not things you would have known on your own. Only a few things the Gemara said you would have known on your own without a Torah. You know, it's very hard to know on your own anything. Go to a philosophy department. Ask them what you know on your own. You'll get a very short answer. On the other hand, I don't think we like to say that everything, especially in the Zikin, is inscrutable and has to do with Olamas Elyonim alone, and we can't understand it. Most of the things in the Torah should be things we wouldn't have known on our own. Why would not have known on our own? Because on our own, you could go, you could ask any shaylin, you could go ask any philosopher any question, and he'll say, you could go this way, you could go that way. But if the Torah tells us which way to go, then we say, yeah, it makes sense. The Torah is saying, yeah, it makes sense. So why would it make sense for Surahs of Regel to be only half, but Tzuros of everything else to be, Nezek Shali, or Kayotzebo.
This time doesn't go from last time, I think. And you have to go through each of, but like, let's say if it's, if Kosher not going to go for Berigal, then maybe definitely by caring, you can say, yeah, we're not going to give you that leniency of Kosher not going to go for, but say Kosher is going to go for Berigal. It's like, you're doing something with Kavanah Hasek, for example.
So you could, meaning, there is actually, that is interesting, I hadn't thought of it that way, because that's not general, but at least for Karen, there is a discussion, now the question is how much you can make the sushdel. Sushdel in English?
Comparison.
Comparison. But in Hilchos Shabbos, etc., we do have an idea that perhaps, right, if you have more kavana for something, then that can make up for the fact that it's done begrama. Although you have to ask exactly what kind of kavanah, and so here it's kavanos lahazik, that's so bad that you're responsible more even for things done indirectly. Okay, perhaps. I was thinking to focus on the regal angle. What makes regal regal? What's the machayiv of regal? Remember, everything has its chumrah? What's the chumrah of regal?
You could say regal for all that probability, but Shane is getting hung up.
Well, give me the Hebrew words though. Hazeko matzoi, right? What does the Gemara say? Mala regal shezeko matzoi. So we had a chakir last time. Why is Tzuros more makel? Is it more makel because it's indirect? Kocho?
Yeah.
Lav kigufo legamri? Kocho kigufo, but lav kigufo legamri? I mean, either way, is it going to be a lav legamri? Kocho is kigufo, but lav kigufo legamri? Or is it that no, it's because it is unpredictable? It's orche, but lav orche legamri. Right? So, says Shlomi, if regel is the machayv regel is zeko matzoi, then now, we brought this up earlier because maybe the Mechayv Shem is also Zeko Matzoi, maybe not, right? Depends how you look at it. But if the Mechayv Regel is Zeko Matzoi, then we understand. Maybe Tzuros is Lo Matzoi Legamri. So in Karen and Shane, where the Mechayv is not Matzoi, the Mechayv is something else.
then Tzoros should be 100%. But a regel where the whole Mechayev is Matzoy, and it's not totally Matzoy, then it's 100%. It detracts from the Mechayev of regel, but it doesn't detract from the Mechayev of the other Avos. Right? That's what Shlomo was trying to say. So, Ula Yeshlomar, De HaMechayev Shel Regel is Hezeko Matzoy. Right? The Mechayev of Regel is Hezeko Matzoy. Vitzroros Eino Matzoy Kolkach. V'chein Davka B'Regel Yesh Chisaron in the Mechayev. Davka Regel, your Chayev is so Matzoy. Well, Tzroros not so Matzoy. Some only Chayev half. But Shane is not Chayev because of Matzoy. Regel's not, Karen's not Chayev because of Matzoy. And therefore, in Shane and Karen, it's Chayot 100%. Because it doesn't detract from the Mechayev. But in Regel, it detracts from the Mechayev. Right? Davka Regel Yesh Chisaron B'Mechayev V'lo B'Shar Avos. Okay, that's very different than where Libram was going. It's possible, of course, according to this possibility, to then further differentiate between Shane and Karen. Maybe Shane is also a Zeko Matzoy, in different words. We had that back here earlier. So maybe Dafka should apply to Shane and Regel and not Karen. And, you know, and it should apply to Shane and that would explain everyone bought this Yesh Omer and why it's still a tzad to say that it doesn't apply to Karen, but it does apply to Shane. Okay, at least according to Tosos. Mm-hmm. All right, that is the svar for. I think that's the best way to say the svar. Either say we don't know, just Zeres HaKasav, which I never love, or to say that no, it's a pagam in the Mechayev Zeko Matzoy. It's not a pagam in the Mechayev of the other ones. Liron wanted to say something different, which I hadn't thought of, was that the other ones have more to do with Kavana, right? Kavanoso Lehazik, and maybe even Kavanoso Lehanah, although Liron doesn't use that word. And maybe the Kavana could make up for the lack of connection. The Kavana is more of a Mitzarif. So, okay, maybe you could say that way also. I hadn't thought of it. Let's look just for a second at the Svar of Gimel. Gimel, I think, is the most fascinating one. Why would Tzroros of Shane turn into Regel? Why would Tzroros of Karen turn into Regel? And we know we have Shitas like that. Rashi says, even if it's Hanah Lezeka, if it's Tzroros, it's told of Regel, not Shane. And the Rambam says, going to one side, even if it's Biyot, right? And yeah, Biyot is listed on Beis and Beis, remember? Biyot is one of the five toldos of Karen. Even if Biyot is told of Karen, but if it's through Tzoros, then Shem it's a told of Regel. So why would that be? Now, of course, if you wanted to be mean, you could just say it's maybe Xeris Akasi. But let's assume that we, and I'm sure if you open up this forum, you'll find people say that. But let's assume that we don't necessarily want to say that. So then, what's pshat? Why would it all of a sudden become a tolda of regel just because it was indirect? If it were done direct, if I just say an animal does something directly, find out chain. But if it does it indirectly, it's regel. If it does something directly in order to be mazik, that is keret. But if it does it indirectly, it's regel. Why would that be? What would be the svara?
Because it's not the normal type of thing. A regel normally goes and kicks things and everything. Shane is not a thing that kicks. Once it's kicking and once it's moving, it becomes physically regel. Shane or Karen, you don't do those things.
Aha. Okay. I think I know what you're saying, and I might want to say it in slightly different words. Yes?
Well, we didn't agree with those. I mean, we didn't agree, but We were established. Tosfos says the Yesh Lomar Kibbe de Minadin Hayo Meshalim Nezik Shalim. When he's talking about why it's part of Mishtrab, I mean it's very possible to say that Minadin Loya Meshalim Biklau, the Koko is not Kikuko, and the whole
right. But Tosfos is basing himself.
I agree with that.
On Rava in like three quarters of the way down on Yud Zayin Mid Beis, which is last time, which is the Olam Kegufo Dami. Okay, correct. So okay, good. So let me just point out maybe two ways of saying this, two ways of explaining the svara of this, because I think we should explain the svara. One, maybe less mechudish, and one a little more mechudish. The more mechudish one is in the Birkas Shmuel that I put in the brackets, and really Rav Gustaman. And his Simon on Tzoros in the
contradict Shiurim, went all out with this, with that derech of the Birkas Shmuel. But first, let's leave that on the side. Maybe you could say like this. What is the relationship between Regel, Shane, and Keren? So here it's tricky. And maybe this is what Morty meant. Keren is, if an animal does something, for what purpose? What? To be mazik. Shane is if an animal does something for what purpose?
Hana'a.
Regel is if an animal does something for what purpose?
No purpose, right?
And here it's a little tricky, right? But one way of looking at it is that Keren is a certain kavana, Shane is a certain kavana, and Regel is no kavana, right? It's not, it just happens not. Right? Maybe that's a way to be magdir. Now, you don't have to say that. You could say regel is if it does something just to walk from place to for the kavanah of transportation. Right? You could say, there's kavanah of transportation, kavanah of hana'a, and kavanah of hezek. But you can also say no. Kavanah of hana'a, kavanah of hezek, and stam. Maybe regel is stam. I think I'm going to end up saying what Morty said in different words, but you can tell me in the end. Maybe the point is this. If an animal directly, let's say Shane, it actually wants to eat something, so it eats it. Or it wants to eat something, so first it breaks the barrel that it's in and then eats it, right? That's kavana of hana. It's doing it for hana. But let's say the Chazer Hanover Ba'ashva, let's say it wants to be Nene, and therefore, you know, the Chazer wants to eat food from the garbage, right? So therefore, while it's going through the garbage, you know, it's going like this, I don't know, that's what it seems like they do, right? They take their snout and they poke all over, and it happens to knock something on the side. Is it knocking, it knocks a bone on the side and it goes and breaks your vase. Okay, or whatever, a pebble. Maybe there's a pebble in the ashram, could be. Did it knock that pebble off in order to get hana? Or did it knock that pebble for no reason? Say, it was in the process of trying to get hana. But the knocking the pebble is not matzurif to the hana. That was just a total psikration to onichale for no reason. Let's go back to the case of even Keren. Now here it might depend. If the animal is smarter than a cow, and Mamish intended to kick a pebble into your vase and break it, that would be one thing. But I'm going to assume that cows aren't that smart. Maybe monkeys are, right? But cows aren't that smart, and they're the monkeys. And there are monkeys in the Gemara, but not in our part of the Gemara.
The cow or a pebble.
What?
The Gemara, the cow or a pebble was. The Gemara uses it as
a smart. Maybe that was a different mandrake. You really think cows?
It took a torch and like lit down.
The
point is that animals could use tools to accomplish it.
I hear that. Okay, I'm still willing to say they were trying to find a weird okimta that happened once in a million years in that Gemara, and they talk a found that happened once in a million years, but that's not the Stam case they're discussing. Okay, you can like that or not. Truth is, I'm not really bucky on cows. Cows are not, they're not monkeys.
What is the word by Karen Kalusha then? I mean, the cow was smart enough to pick up a knife and start chasing
something. Or maybe not. Or maybe it just found something on the ground and was carrying it around, then it walked by someone, and, I mean, okay, then. All right, Yesh L'ayin. Yesh L'ayin. I admit, Yesh L'ayin, we seem to have... You should know, the Gemara is tricky in terms of Metzias. Now, your example is better, because you're giving Metzias, not just a case. You well know that a lot of the cases in the Gemara are weird cases that are not expected to happen all the time. As a matter of fact, that's a hallmark. It's a hallmark of the Gemara that many of the cases discussed are weird cases that are not intended to be the normal occurrence. Sure. Okay, that doesn't
deal with. Anyway, maybe you could say like this. What's the case of, or at least what's the case the Gemara is discussing, that these Makoros, these buyers are discussing? It's not where the animal intended to kick pebbles and hurt someone. No, it's not what the cows do. The cow was just, here it gets a little tricky, but the cow was just in a bad mood. So it was, you know, kicking, because it was very angry. When people are angry, they kick things. People are angry, they don't always kick things with a svara, even people. When they get angry, sometimes they just take their foot and they kick in the wall and they break their toe. That was clearly not a reasonable plan. Just when you're angry, you kick. So the cow was angry, it was kicking, and the pebble ended up hitting someone's vaz. But you could say perhaps a similar thing. The kavanasa lahazik, it was kavana to kick because it was angry. Maybe it was even kavana, maybe he kicked the vase. It was kavana to break that vase. Did it have kavana that vase would knock into another? A piece of that vase would ricochet into another vase and break it? Perhaps not. Perhaps you could say that when something's done to kocho, there's no tseruf to the kahana of the animal, and it's just happening stam. Maybe you'll have to make an okimta for that, or maybe you'll have to make an assumption about the normal way, or make an okimta.
But then with this approach you're going to have, it's going to have a halacha.
Correct. Then I'm going to have a nafgamina, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have a nafgamina. Okay, so it's fine. You know what? I'm even ready to give up with this pshat and move to the Birkas Shmuel's chiddush, perhaps. But I admit that's docha, because you're right, I'm going to have a nafgamina. Just give me a second. Ulay teres kasuf. O ulay yesh lomar degeder regel eino kavonas halicha. Ella Stam, right? That's one assumption. It's not that Regel is Kavanas Halicha. It's not that there are three Kavanas. Halicha, Hezek, and Hana. No, Regel is just things that happen Stam. And anything that happens through Tsuros is Stam because it's not really part of the plan of the animal. Right? Ve called Tsuros Heim Stam Ki Ein Seiruf Bain Hatsuros Likavanas Habehema. And Chesky says that's gonna be Docha, because I'm gonna have to say, but if this was all part of the animal's plan, then it would be different. That's a defak.
That's why you have a suffix that if he does it a few times, that's what the Afrani says. Then you can change the darga.
That's interesting, and maybe that has to do with whether I did it a few times or not. Okay, yes, but I hear the weakness of this approach.
No, that's why it becomes regular again. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, if the animal is using his teeth and to throw off the throat, and that's regular. Regular doesn't have to be necessary with the foot. That regular is a concept, not a physical thing.
And what's the concept of regular? What is the concept? Define it for
that,
me.
That is, as you're saying, it's a random thing.
Yeah, random things, okay.
So the shame and the random thing is by definition regular.
Right, regular is random things that are not part of a kavua plan, and therefore tzvoros is always regular.
It's a bit extreme to why isn't it as like shalai?
Because tzvoros is, because tzvoros is always chatzin as against the tzvoros. Maybe because, either because it was a little unpredictable or because it was indirect. Okay, now, yes, sorry.
I don't know if this is what Chesky is saying, but if regular is derech halicha, so, but if the animal is going to get hana and throws off some sroros, is that considered derech halicha or is that considered derech hana?
Okay, that is an excellent question, which the Achron Taka discussed enough, Yuzayin Ubeis, in the concept of the Tosus. They're like, where do you draw the line? After all, if the animal wants to get home and eat lunch, you're not going to call walking through the streets shame because it's on its way to eat lunch. But yeah, Tosus calls the chazer, that's... What's the verb? No, I mean in English, anyone know? What does the chazer do? Pigs blink through the garbage.
Rummage?
The pig that's rummaging through the garbage? Pig that's rummaging through the garbage, Tosus thinks that is shame, and not everyone agrees. So that's what I'm bringing up, that question, which is where do you draw the line? Everyone draws the line, talking in a different place, and what I'm claiming is just draw the line, call it all regel, because it's all stam, but even if you want to say halicha, what about halicha lehanos?
And then Tosfos obviously thinks halicha lehanos is hana, but even Tosfos have to draw the line 2 blocks ago. So, you know, maybe it has to be the makom. Maybe Tosfos says, no, when you're already in that makom, it's not halicha. When you're going to a new makom, it is halicha. So I think basically the other term is the same. When you're going from place to place, that's halicha. When you're going within your place, Tosfos thinks that's not halicha anymore. Now, what does Beirash Shmuel says? He says the following tremendous chiddush, which is really, it's a chiddush in the Gemara. He takes the entirely opposite approach of everything we're saying. I know Joel loves it. Great. And why does he say it? He's starting with the Rambam. Remember, the Rambam says a shinoi, which is called kerentan normally, which is done which damages through tsroros, is suffic keren, suffic regal. Says what's a suffic? That it's regal. It's very strange. So says the Birkas Shmuel, it must be because really he disagrees with everything we've been assuming until now. Until now, we've basically been assuming that tsroros is like Tsroros is just like an asterisk on some previous avnezek, right? Tsroros is basically regal or shein or keren or whatever it is, with a little they call it a seif, right? With an asterisk that says, oh, but since it's tsroros, it's a little different. But it's basically like one of the regular nezikin with a little ptur, right? Says the Birkas Shmuel, no. He says, interestingly, what really damaged? What are the cases of damages? Eish means by fire damages. Bor means by pit damages. Keren, Shein, and Regal means that my animal damaged. In Sroros, did my animal damage? What damaged? A pebble damaged. Hold on. What do I have to do with that pebble? And if you'll say, no, it's my animal's pebble, he says, after all, there's a drusha. Ki yichra ish bor velo shor bor. If an animal makes a boar, I have no connection to that boar. Mm-hmm. Only if I make a boar. I'm connected to my animal. I'm connected to my boar. I'm not connected to my animal's boar. And he quotes from many Rishonim that, even though it's not so... he quotes from many, it's a deal from the Gemara, that I'm chayv on my ish, but I'm not chayv on my animal's ish. Mm-hmm. Now, that has to do with whether it's chitzav or mamona. If it's chitzav, then I am, but he means if it's mamona. So says the Birkas Shmuel here, I'm chayev on my pebbles that I kick. That's kocho. That's like kecho v'nia. I'm chayev my animals. I'm not chayev my animals' pebbles. I'm not chayev my animals' pebbles. My animals' pebbles is like really, it's a separate avnezek. Or it's a separate thing that's mazik.
Can you think grama?
Because I'm not connected to my animal's pebbles. I'm connected to my animal because I own my animal.
So I'm asking again, is that because of the grama?
Well, he's basically saying this. All nizke mamon is grama. Right? I let my animal go and it breaks something. I was only goring the hezek. It's only grama. I light a fire. It's only grama. I dig a bore. It's only grama. But the answer is, but the Torah said that you're chayiv on this grama. You're chayiv on Karen Shane Varegos. You're chayiv on shore. You're chayiv on bore. You're chayiv on ish. But here's the chiddush of the Birkas Shmuel.
I'm only chayv because of my mono hamazik.
Exactly. I'm chayv because of my mono hamazik.
That's grama.
Okay, fair enough, says the Birkas Shmuel. The Torah says, I'm chayv my mono hamazik. But now, here's how do you look at this nezik of Torahs? Basically, the way we've been looking at it until now is, my animal was mazik, but instead of being mazik, the gufo is mazik with kocho. So it's my animal being mazik with an asterisk. Says the Birkas Shmuel, no. It's not my animal that was mazik. It is a pebble that was mazik. And it's not my pebble. Not only is it not my pebble, I didn't have anything to do with this pebble. I didn't touch this pebble. I had nothing to do with this pebble. My animal had something to do with that pebble. That's not enough of a connection. If my animal had to do with this pebble, that doesn't make the pebble mine. Right? It's certainly not my pebble.
It's not my
mama. It's not my mama, right? It's not my pebble. Now, this is a chiddush. He doesn't look at it as the animal being mazik through the pebble, which would be the pasuk shot, because kocho kigufo. He says, no. He says, kocho kigufo, in general, in kolatar kula, when people act, we say kocho kigufo. But when my animal sends a pebble flying, that is, says the Birkas Shmuel, really, that it should not be any of the others in the Zikin. It's not shore, because my shore didn't damage, the pebble did. It's not ish, because I didn't send the pebble. And it's clearly not bore.
But, says the Birkas Shmuel, he says, but the Torah's Kiddush is that there's a separate Mechayev called Tzroros. Tzroros is its own Mechayev. It's not an asterisk of something else. Tzroros is its own Mechayev. That's the Kiddush Birkas Shmuel. I might even have brought it here. I'll read your Lashon. And again, if you look in Rav Gussman, if you're interested in the Kiddush Shiurim, he really goes, has like 20 pages where he develops this idea. He says, ready? And not only that, he quotes this from Rechaim. Masha shamati b'shem mori v'rabi. Zechus yugen oleinu. The very different Rambam. They suffer the tzrosh al yidei shinoi becomes a told of regel, or suffik becomes a told of regel. So he says, dinei tzrosh mashu told of the regel mazik mechudesh. V'lo oso din mazik the shore. It's not like the mazik of shore with an asterisk. It's a mazik mechudesh. Why? That didn't show back mazik shim gufo. Only show this mazik shim gufo is b'chal shor. Whether Karen shem regel, only shor is shor. Avol masha inu mazik shim gufo lo have a shor. That's not the shor being mazik. Big chiddush. V'tzorich limud al zedev b'chal shor. It's not that you need a limud to be half. You need a limud to make it chayav. Nimtza dezeh shechid shalachot shor mazik al yidei kocho have b'chal shor. It's a chiddush to take a shore, the shore that's mazik to tzoros, and then make that a shore. Umemela ilav alachum moshmi Sinai. Lohi b'chal shor. If not alachum moshmi Sinai, it wouldn't have been. Again, this is very different than we think. We would think if not alachum moshmi Sinai, it should be nezek shalim. How alachum moshmi Sinai started being makel? That's what Tosfos assumes. He says no. If not alachum moshmi Sinai, we wouldn't thought it's a shore at all. The cave on the ikar adin dav a shore rakishum alachus gilslan into a shore. It's a chiddush halacha moshe v'sina to make this new mazik. Einon mashkichim klal, etc. V'chol inyan have a tolda to regel. Doesn't matter how it happens, it's tolda regel, because it's this chiddush, this new mazik, and this new mazik that the halacha moshe v'sina is stuck into regel. It really shouldn't be any of them. So if it shouldn't be any of them, the Torah stuck it someplace, stuck it into regel, and then I'll say it again. Da'adin shor harak shemazik begufo. Mal she'eno mazik begufo al yidei kocho hu mazik mechudesh mishom alocho mosh misinai. Dechid sha'ator da'av b'chal shor. Yes, in the end it's part of regel. But it's not part of regel because it should be part of regel. It's part of regel p'gzeres ha'kosim that it's a shem nezik, shem mazik mechudesh. It's a shem mazik mechudesh. This is a, it's a big chiddush. I would not have said this. I would have said, no, since kocho, why would I not have said this? I would have said, look, kocho is generally kigufo. When I do something by kicking a pebble, that's like gufo. So if an animal does something like kocho, it should be like gufo, it should be nezek shalim, it should be regular avos nezikin. However, the Torah gives an asterisk to pata you halfway. But he sees differently. He says, no, when an animal is mazik through kocho, that's not part of the shor. When an animal is mazik, it's not my shor being mazik, it's the pebble being mazik. Ah, the pebble's mazik. Then, where does a pebble that my short kick being mazik fit into arba of zikin? The answer is halacha moshe misinai made it chayiv and put it into regel. But it's always in regel because it's not really the shore anyway. So who cares if the shore was kavanas lahazik, if the shore was orfei, the shunif, the shore was hanaf, if the shore was this, that. It's not really part of shore. It's really a new mazik that was just stuck into regel. Yeah. That's the chiddush of the Birkas Shmuel, and he quotes this from Rechaim. Right? If he says he heard it from Rechaim, he says he heard it from Rechaim, I assume he did hear it from Rechaim. Yeah, maybe Rechaim changed his mind. Maybe he didn't, I don't know. But, you know, he wouldn't tell us he heard it from Rechaim if he didn't.
How would we compare the Birkas Shmuel with the Tosfos, where Tosfos says, Krot Lashem Bifnei Atzma? Is that the same thing, or is it?
That fits the Tosfos. The Havdina should be its own shame. Right? The Havmina should be its own shame, says the Birkas Shmuel. The question is, it's the old Havmina Chakira, right? When you have a Havmina, do you say, oh, that was a nice Havmina, but in truth it's totally wrong, it was just a Havmina, you know? I don't know. A guy had a Havmina that 2 plus 2 is 5. Okay, it's interesting that he had that Havamina. He should share it with his therapist. But in the end, we all know 2 plus 2 is not 5. Or no, sometimes Havamina is like, yeah, the Havamina is basically right. It's just we put it in one little knach. So, very good, you're just pointing out. Tosel says the Havamina is that it's a new Av. So, then where do you go with that Havamina? You could say the Havamina, maybe Tosel is right, maybe he's wrong. If Tosel is right, To have means that it's a new av, but in truth, that's ridiculous. That's not a new av at all. Or says Virgil Shmuel, very good. The having is that it's a new av, and it's almost a new av. It is a mazik mechudish. It's just a special halacha which we've seen. I take this thing which should be a new av and stick it into regal. Why? Because the halacha which we've seen, I wanted to teach us how to fill in the details, Rosh Sarabim and other things. So it had to. So it stuck it into regal, so we'd know how to flesh out the details.
That last part, but I don't think. Why is it? Why is it?
I would say that's why it's tough. Otherwise, it would be possible.
So we're back to the Ulai Gossip. All we're saying is there's a gossip
to bring it into return. Tetzreros, Eino Shor, Misvara, Ella, Mazik Mechudash, Behalachal Mosh Misinai, the Havitolda de Regel, and as Chizki points out, I'm going back in the end to Halacha Lomos Misina, to Xeris Akasav, because he never explains why the Torah puts it as a told it to regular and not something else. Unless you want to combine this with my Svara and say, even though my Svara doesn't carry the day of the Stam because of your objections, once the Torah had to put it someplace, it says, well, it's closest to regal because it's Stam, and, you know, maybe you could combine them. Okay, that is the tremendous chiddush. It's not Pashup Shad at all, but I think it's important to point out because the Birkesh Shmuel does quote this from Chaim. He thinks Tzoros is entirely different, really doesn't belong in Keren Shein or Regel. The question isn't why Tzoros of Kavanos Lahazik is not Keren, and why Tzoros of Kahanol Zik is not Shein. The question is why Tzoros is anything. And the answer is I love the machine, I just stick it into Regel. But since really it's its own category, and as Yehuda pointed out, it's a Havmina should be its own Av, really the Havmina was pretty much correct. It's just that Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Kol just hold it a regal so that the Halacha Moshe Sinai could, in very shorthand form, tell us how to flesh out the detail, how to paskin the details. Therefore, we put it as a Tolda of regal. But even as a told of regal, we mean more that, like the Torah stuck it in with regal, but it's really just its own category. Okay, tremendous chiddush, not what I would have thought, but I understand why the Birkesh Shmuel says it. Because he's stuck with this Rambam. I mean, he could have been stuck with the Rashi, but I guess Birkesh Shmuel over Chaim. Oh, Rashi's, it's a Shver Rashi. Okay, you go to sleep at night, and then tomorrow there'll be another Rashi. If it's a Shver Rambam, then you can't sleep at night. And he didn't want to say Stam Xeris HaKasav, even if in the end he had to throw in a little bit. Maybe he didn't like my Svara, not because he wasn't as smart as I am to think of that Svara, but because as Chesky pointed out, my Svara has a lot of weaknesses. And therefore, he came up with this totally new Mahalach and Tzoros. And Gussman has like a 20-page article where he explains everything that Tzoros totally different than everything we said based on this new Mahalach. Okay, I think with that we will leave Tzoros.
Oh, we spoke once about the Machai of Shein either being Zeik Amatzoi or that there's psychological force for the Nizak. So does he think by Tzoros it's either less Zeik Amatzoi or less psychologically damaging to the Nizak? Why would you Machai of
Shein? For the Birkesh Shmuel?
Yeah.
You mean why would it be a Mazik Mechudosh or why would it be something to Regal?
Meaning why would he even think that since it's not with the goof of the animal, therefore it should be different? Meaning according to the two ways we said earlier.
So I think the answer is because of the idea of Mamoncha, that you're responsible for what your things do. Your animal is your thing. The fire you light is your thing. The bore you dig is your thing. The pebble your animal kicked is not your thing. You just don't have it seer for the cheft of the pebble. Now, the reason I think that's a chiddush is because who cares about the cheft of the pebble? It's the animal will be mazik through the pebble. But he looks at it as the pebble being mazik. Once you look at the pebble in the mouth, like the pebbles, not mine. It's not Shmuel and Alecha. I don't have to guard pebbles. Right? I have to guard my animal. I have to guard things I light. I have to guard things I put in the street. I don't have to guard the pebbles that are sitting in the street.
But Machayev never was things that were surf to me. It was either, like we said, probability or...
No, but I'm Machayev, not Machayev of Shin, right? Machayev of Nezika in the first place. Yeah.
I think that's where that's where you have to come from. Okay.
I learned this actually from Yehuda the other day. So when we learned the Tosfot, because you're asking what's so unique about Regel, because it's Tosfot who's only in this case saying it's Nishtahin and Nishtaher, and he's not, and it's and Tosfos is suggesting that there it's a kadash. So that's why, because of that suggestion, they're trying to figure out. The Rav Chaim comes and tries to figure out where.
Right, that's what Yehuda said.
I know.
Okay,
we
great.
Together, right, only because of.
Okay.
So and that didn't happen with Karen or Shilchan.
Maybe
they
weren't so concerned about regular. They just wanted to say it was forever.
Correct. That could be what Rav Chaim really means. Yeah, he doesn't mean it's Davka told of Regel. He means that was just a shorthand way of telling us the details.
Mark,
I understand this. Okay. Anyway, Viker, there's one thing that I forgot to fill in from sheet 2. Sheet 2, sheet 8. Davka Kort 8. So I just want to fill in one Tosfos, and then we'll go on. Tosfos, Dibarasa Lefotro. Gimel and Beis, Tosfos Machel Lefotro. You got the board, Chesky? Okay, Lefotro versus Arava. V'im Tomar says, let's review Tosos. Tosos is within Rava here. Let's review Rava here, right? Rava had an Ibaya. Now, we know the answer to Rava's Ibaya, right? The Rava Mibayla, the Rav Papa Pshitale. Tsuros Peis Ben Ha'aliyah. Let's remember for a second. There are two main, well, besides half and whole, because first we know it's half, there are two main differences between Keren and Regel. Keren, Tom, pays Migufo, only the value of the animal itself. Regel pays Minaliyah from your own best property. Keren pays even Rishos Arabim. Regel pays only Rishos Anizak, not Rishos Arabim, as it says, Mefurish Nechomesh Ubiyar Bistayacher. The, what did Rav say? He's Ibayat Sroros. Is it more like Keren or like Regel? Does it pay Migufo or Minaliyah? We know the answer, but he didn't. Says, okay, but according to Rav, the owner says, why is it called Tolda de Regel? Ah, because it's Taka, Pater Mishas Arabim. Because it's Pater Mishas Arabim. So, Tosa says the following question, why is he Mesupik if it was like Regel or not in terms of Gufo and Aliyah, but he was sure that it was like Regel to be Pater Mishas Arabim? Like Meila, if you're Rav Papa, you know it's like Regel in all the ways. But if you're Rava, if you're Mesupik about Gufo and Aliyah, why should you be sure that it's Pater Mishas Rabin? That is Tosus's question. So let's just put Tosus's question here. It's only a question on Rava, not on how we paskin. So let's put Tosus's question right here, and we'll see the, I think, three answers that I either put on the Makor sheet or suggested. Tosfos, Gimel Amid Beis, Dibur Amasvil, Lefotro. This is Das Rava. Right? About Sroros. Safek Migufo Mishalim. Safek Min Ha'aliyah Mishalim. But Vadai Pater Bishlas Harabin. And if I could just fill in here. Safek Migufo Mishalim Kamo Keren. Safik min Halia kamo regel, vadai pater b'shus harabim kamo regel, and not chayim b'shus harabim like Karen. So why would he have been vadai about one aspect, not the other aspect? Right? So what does Tosfos himself say? Why? Why? Why safik versus vadai? What does Tosfos say? Ah, because against the, seemingly against the Birkas Shmuel, right, which is fine. He's talking to the Rama. He's not talking to Tosfos. Because Sroros Halachum is seen to be makel, to pay half instead of whole. So it's a suffix, always a suffix whether it's more makel than regular or not. But there's no suffix that it should be more machmir than regel. So vadai eino chamor me regel. Suffix im hu. How may regel mamish? Right? He says very simple, chumra or kula. The question, Rishus Rabin, is it like regel potter Rishus Rabin, or is it more chumra and chayiv Rishus Rabin? The answer is it's for sure not chumra from regel. What do you mean? The Torah tells it to be more makel. How could it be more chumra? But in terms of paying migufo, then taka. Maybe it should be more kal than regular, only pay me gufo. Or maybe it shouldn't be more kal and pay me haliyah. The Torah gave one kula, it pays half. So you have a suffix, maybe every other kula that's more makel than regular also has. But it would never be more chomer than regular. Very simple. Talmud, Rabbeinu Tam,
gives another technical answer. He gives a much more technical answer.
What does the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam say? Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says that, maybe you don't remember, it was a while ago, but he quotes two answers. First he quotes Tosfos' answer, and first he quotes Tosfos' answer, V'yesh lomar, T'chem v'dehelchsa asel ha'kel, l'takula nana chumra, V'yesh v'farshem, d'achanami helchsa gemir la, the person versus the rabbin, avol shimam and aliyah, l'chudei misapkulei. A very technical answer. He just says that he had a Masorah that halacha l'moshvi Sinai, the potter versus a rabbin. That's why he didn't have a suffix.
Rabbi had a Masorah that halacha l'moshvi Sinai was potter versus a rabbin. If you have a Masorah halacha l'moshvi Sinai, there's no suffix.
And here, he had no Masorah. So he basically just invents halacha l'moshvi Sinai. We thought there was halacha l'moshvi Sinai that it's chatzi nezek. He says, no, taka, there's also halacha l'moshvi Sinai that's potter versus a rabbin, which is why Rabbi had no suffix. But the halacha l'moshvi Sinai said nothing about whether it pays me a gufim and aliyah, and that's why Rabbi had a suffix. Okay, great. The question is, could you give a different answer? So I think that you could, and I think this depends on a big hakira that we're not going to really get into yet, but I think it's worth pointing out here. Let me ask you this simple question. Misvara. Sroros. Forget Birka Shmuel. Right, it's a kind of regel, but only pays half. You want to know, the Torah's makel to pay half. Was the Torah also makel to only pay up to the value of the animal? Or you have to pay half even from your best property? Is it obvious which one is true? I don't think it's obvious. The Torah's, you know, we don't know. Okay. So here, maybe you could say, right? Yesh lomar. I'll pee. We'll fill that in. Here, it's, there's no svara either way. Meaning, it depends on your svara. The longer svara is you compare it more to this, compare it more to that. I'm just saying, there's no obvious svara either way. How about Rosh Hashanah Rabin? Let's examine the case of Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Let's start with this case again. My ox goes into your yard, kicks a pebble, and breaks your vase. Your Ming vase? I don't know what that's doing in your yard. My ox goes into your house, you know, and kicks up a pebble and breaks your Ming vase. Okay, half of the vase is $5,000. My ox is worth $1,000. Do I just have to give up my ox to pay $1,000, or I have to pay $5,000 of my best property? It's not obvious, like if you just stop a goy on the street. You know, it's not obvious which one is right or wrong, so Rava had an Ibaya. And Rav Papa was poshed it based on very deep lumdus. And Rava says, I don't know. Okay, let's take this case. My ox is walking on the street. Everyone's animals are walking on the street, right? In those days. All right? Everyone's animals walked on the street. And there are pebbles on the street, because some streets have pebbles in them. So as my ox is walking on the street, it kicks up a pebble. And your vase is on the street. And that pebble hits your vase. Should I be chayav or potter? Aha. So what is Moshe saying? Moshe is saying, maybe it should be obvious that I'm potter. Why? Because, no. And therefore?
You have the right to bring your animal there.
Not just the rush, but the rush, right? Maybe you could say, because like, what am I supposed to do? You have to bring your animals through the street. Right? Let's think about it. I have to bring my animals through the street. If I have to bring my animals through the street, then it's not my fault if they step on something. If I have to bring my animals through the street, it's not my fault if they eat something. If they go berserk and start goring people, that's my fault. I shouldn't let animals be wild. If I know they're wild, I should have shechted it or locked it up someplace, right? Or I should have, tamed it. But, now, I have to let my animal walk through the street. You can do anything. I just reasonably can, right? You can do anything. I can have my animal walk through the street and keep it muzzled and keep it in chains and put it on a cart and whatever. Normally, you let your animals walk through the street. So if I can normally let my animals walk through the street, can I stop it from kicking a pebble that might break someone's vase? That's like, what am I supposed to do? Right? Who am I quoting here? Here, basically, I'm asking a chakira. Yesh lachor. For
What is the svara for the tour of Shein Varegel Birshus HaRabin?
Why is Shein Varegel Pater Birshus HaRabin? Says the Rif in the very beginning of the Masechet. Shein Varegel Pater Birshus HaRabin, says the Rif, one line, because Urchayhu. Mishum de Urchayhu, because it's normal. Says the Rush. You know, not everyone agrees with the Rush. If you look at the Yamsha Shlomo up in brackets, he says, Nechtigatug. That's not what the Rif meant at all. But the says the Rush. Why did the Rif have to say Shein Varegel is Pater Mishus HaRabim? Because it's normal. After all, what's the real reason? Okay, we just had Rosh Hashanah recently, right? What does the Gemara say? What's the reason we blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah? Because the Torah says so. What's the reason Shein Varegel is Pater Mishus HaRabim? Because the Torah says so. Why did the Torah say? Ki yaver ishtei acherim, v'shilach miro ubi er b'stei acher. You only chayv if it's stei acher. Not if it's versus Rav, only someone else's field. That's that. Pshutu shamikra. Where's possible? So why did the Rif have to say urchayu? So he says, no. The Rif is not telling us that we figured out something's urchayu. The Rif is giving the svar of the possible. And the reason the Rif is giving the svar of the possible is there's a lot of nafkaminas. So says the... says the Rush, after the Bala first time a Pasuk. And then he's going to say, he didn't just come to explain the time of the Pasuk, he's a philosopher, he came to explain the time of the Pasuk, and then there's Nafkaminas. Right? Lama Patarto Torah Vishus Arabim. What's the reason? Lefisha Darko Leiluch Vishus Arabim. The Esher Shiacho Baimach and Tamid. It's normal that animals have to be Vishus Arabim, and the Bailam can't hold on to them all the time. The Bailam can't be next to them the whole time. Okay, that may or may not be what the Rif meant. Definitely what the Rush meant, right? And the Rambam also sounds that way. Because the Rambam says... Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Harizat Potter. Because the animal's allowed to go around in the street. And it's not allowed to go into your property, right? Shein Varegel Mishus HaNizak. What do you mean? The animal's not allowed in your property. Not Pitom. That's trespassing. But the animal's allowed to go on the street. Animals have to go on the street. That's part of life. You have to bring your animals in the street. The Derech HaBehema L'Halak Lechel Derech L'Shaber. And this is the Derech of what it does. Okay. Both the Rambam and the Rush and maybe the Rif assume the Torah Mishus HaRabim comes from the fact that it's normal for animals to walk in the street. You have to let animals walk in the street. You have to let animals walk in the street. That's why there's a Torah Vishus HaRabim. Because you have to let animals walk in the streets. And these are things that happen when an animal walks in the street. Again, you could have structured society entirely differently and say, no, you can't let animals walk in the street. You can only let them, like nowadays, I assume if you brought an ox in the street, there are probably all kinds of regulations. You have to bring it this way and that way. You have to have a policeman with you, whatever, you know. But you have to have one workman for each animal. Okay, for an ox, no big deal. But I'm saying Shein Varegel is sheep. Guys, a flock. You ever see the Arabs on the road, right? Flock 100 sheep. You have to have 100 workers, each guy holding one of the sheep to make sure and watch every step where it goes. You could have said that, right? But the Torah didn't. The Torah made a judgment call that says it's normal to transport animals through the street, so you can transport animals through the street, and whatever happens, happens, and it's not your fault. That is the Rambam. That is the Rush. That is what it sounds like for the Rif. Although again, I am in the fourth sermon of Yamsha Shlomo, the Marshal, in this Masechet, who denies that Pshat of the Rif. If you say that the Torah comes from, one is the Rush Al Pi Rif and the Rambam, that is because Derech Lahalech Birshus HaRabim. That it's normal for an animal to walk in the street. You have the right for your animal to walk in the street. It's not your fault if your animal's walking in the street and just acting normally. Again, if your animal goes berserk in the street, that's different. Okay, that's it is your fault if your animal goes berserk. You should have you should have tamed your animal. Or if you knew your animal was wild, you should have been very careful with it, or you should have had some system of making sure your animal's not wild. But it's because you have the right to have your animal in the street. Now, let's think for a second. One second, Shlomi. If the reason you're putter is because you're the right to your animal to walk in the street, and this is what happens, right? That this is what happens when your animal walks in the street, then I think I have another answer to Tosfos Kasha.
Then you could just say, Al Pi Svara 1, Pashut Misvara. It's obvious it has to be Potter versus Rabin. The Hare, Derech Behema, Lahalech,
versus Rabin. And if there are pebbles on the street, then it's going to kick up the pebbles. Right? And sometimes there are pebbles. If it walks on the street without pebbles, it won't. If it walks on the street with pebbles, it will. And that's life. It's Derech Behema, Lahalech, Pachrab. Also, it might get damaged. You know what? It's tough luck. Sometimes, look, it's tough luck on someone. My animal breaks your vase. Either I'm going to lose money, which it's not totally fair for me to lose, or you're going to lose money, it's not totally fair for you to lose, right? So the answer is, if I was doing something I'm supposed to do, that I'm allowed to do, that's normal for me to do, then it's not my fault. Okay, Shlomi.
Just to clarify, according to all these shitas, if it would be Matis, Soros, for example, to apply into the Rishus HaNizak as a damage in the Rishus HaNizak,
aha! So this is the trickiest part of this rush. Says the rush, and you know what the nafkamina of my pshat is? If there is a beam, right, in the street, and the animal steps on the beam, and the other animal end of the beam is in your property and breaks something, mm-hmm. then he's putter, because he's allowed to walk in the street. Mm-hmm. I don't care that he's damaging your property. He's allowed to walk in the street, right? And according to that, says the Shilpei Giborim, here it gets a little tricky, says the Shilpei Giborim, according to that, if it kicks up a pebble in the street and the pebble flies into your property and damages, it should be potter because he's allowed to walk in the street. That's against the Gemara. It says, okay, the Rift didn't pass like that Gemara because of this far. Okay, this gets into a lot of politics at this point. Really? The Rift's giving Mechadish some nice Gemara and not passing like a Gemara, and maybe you have to find some other Gemara to be Tola on. But the Shulchan Gemara actually takes it that way. Others, the Rambam, did not take it that way, which makes it a lot, which basically denies what I'm saying. So this only works according to the Shidim Gubetze, according to the Shulchan Gemara, sorry. According to this works according to the Shulchan Giborim, and then you have to say like the Shulchan Giborim. What do you have to say? Let's put that on the board. Very good, Shlomi. You have to say like the Shulchan Giborim on daf beis on beis. Sorry, the alf on beis, the daf of a riff. Says that same Shulchan Giborim. Most people understand that that's a strong kasha. It's certainly a perech on everything I just said now. But says the Shulchan Giborim. He says, you listening, Shlomi? Vade hachiu das rabbeinu. De rabbeinu mashma desvirale to live hilch. So he teaser versus rabbin, they kicked the pebble in the street. He zika versus rabbin, the pebble was mazik in your property. Potter, dorke, potter, because it was normal. It's allowed to walk in the street. Right? Then, you. So who really says this? This, however, only works lefi shultei giborim shultei hagiborim daf aleph amen aleph ospeis de savar de im hi tiza vershus harabim ve halach hatzror ve hizik vershus hayachid Potter. Right? That would be the nafkamina of this pshat. If you might say maybe that's why Tosfos Talmud Yerushalmi didn't say this pshat. They didn't want to go so far as the nafkamina. But if you take this pshat, then you have to say, like the Shilchan Giborim, that if it kicked a pebble in the street and it damaged in your property on Potter, my animal has the right to walk in the street.
I think you have to wait a little bit, but I'll just make the point now that there's still another factor which might be relevant, how much the Nizuk was wrong for leaving his thing in the Rishus HaRabim, which is going to change a lot of this.
So what's Chesky saying? Well, he's trying to make it a little more complicated, but let's at least simplify what he's saying.
I think the complication is going to make, basically, I don't want to say that Tosfos denies the Rush and the Rift entirely, they're just arguing on in detail, and that also makes you not have to get to the Shulchan Giborim. And the reason for that is Tosfos and the Rosh could be arguing over why they didn't get this answer. The reason would be is based off of the fact of, is the guy at fault for leaving something within range of Sroros, but not within range, and getting stepped on under Shasrach? The Rosh would say that, well, what Tosfos. And then the follow through then would be, in terms of the Shulchan Aruch's case, the guy definitely was at fault for doing this thing in his own property. And that's the difference. Did I say it clear?
I think so. Let's just point out, let me try, that the okay, so this is one possibility that this Tosfos made me think of. Maybe it's just, let me review what I said first. Maybe it's just obvious that Tzoros is Pater versus Rabin. Why is it just obvious that Tzoros is Pater versus Rabin? Because if the reason the Tzoros is Rabin is because everyone has a right to bring their animals in the street, then if you have the right to bring your animals in the street, then if it kicks up pebbles, how could we possibly even chayiv you? You have the right to bring your animals in the street. What Chesky is pointing out is that, and then the Nafkamina would be this radical Shulchan Aruch. Why is it radical? It's great and smart. It's just radical because it gets the Gemara. Who says that if he kicks a pebble in the street and then it goes into your window of your house and breaks your vase, then it's potter because it has the right to walk in the street. There are other possible svaras for why Shein Rails Potter Shirabim. It doesn't have to be because it has the right to walk in the street. There are other reasons it could be Shein Rails Potter Shirabim. Suggests Chesky, why might Shein Rails Potter Shirabim? We're not going to go into this properly. We just suggest the idea. He says, maybe it's not because I have the right for my animal to walk in the street. Or not only, but because...
You
should have left your things in the street. What do you mean? You know what the difference between Shirabim and Hayachid is? You should leave. You have every right to leave all your things in Rosh Hashanah and expect them to be safe. I understand. You put a vase in the street. What do you expect when you put a vase in the street? Don't you know that animals walk there?
Negligent.
You put your food in the street, and then so surprised. I can't believe this guy's animal ate my food. Well, if you leave it in the street, then what do you expect to happen, right? If you leave it where animals are walking, what do you expect to happen? So you could say because of Shias HaNizak, right? That the Nizak should not leave his things in the street where it's expected something like that. Now, for Karen, there's no Pshias HaNizak in Rosh Hashanah, right? I let my ox walk in the street. I didn't expect your ox would go berserk and gort, right? But I left my food in the street where animals are walking. What was my Havamina? If I leave my food in the street, I deserve for an animal to eat it. I left my kelim in the street where animals are walking. I deserve for it to be stepped on. So you could say, Shias HaNizak dehiniach mamono b'makom b'makom hiloch behemos, right?
What are you going to have to pass the subject of bonus again with regards to Regal and Karen? Because if we just step on it,
Okay, but it could be that Tchilas of Shiva Sofa Ones only applies to a Mazik, not to a Nizak. And also, not most things, like, could only be damaged commonly by Karen, not by Shein V'Regel. Right? Like, if my ox is walking, no Shein V'Regel is going to be, it's not a dangerous place, unless another ox gores it. So, all I'm saying is, according to this Derech, it's certainly not obvious Misvara whether tourists are Chayiv or Patrim or Shasarabim. I don't know, why is that obvious, Misvara, whether Tzoros or Chayiv in front of Rosh Hashanah? Maybe you shouldn't have left your thing where a pebble could have hit it from animals walking. Or maybe no, you left it very far from where the animals walked in Rosh Hashanah, and you stood next to it and kept an eye on it, and it's not your fault. You shouldn't have thought that a pebble would hit it.
I mean, you could still see the answer, but just Tosfos or argue that we see as component of whether or not it's considered.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I just want to point out that, yeah?
Why are we stopping? Clearly, we held before that if you put Kaylee in their shoes for Rabin, and it's still yours, and it's mazik somebody, you're totally responsible. So it can't be that you're totally responsible if you cause damage, and then you're worried about if someone else messed it up.
Correct, but it seems clear in the Gemara that you're Shein V'Regel Patur B'Shel Rabin, even if the animal ate something that couldn't have caused damage. You have to come up with a case. Okay, I'll just, again, just to whet our appetite for later, there's a third explanation also why you are putter, Shein V'Regel's putter versus a rabbin, which is a bit of a, maybe, or maybe I used the wrong words. I'm assuming, like, you need some svara why it's putter. It's putter because you have the right for your animal to walk there. Therefore, it's not your fault to be damaged. It's putter because he did something wrong by leaving it there, or perhaps some combination of them. The other possibility is just... that there's no machayiv in the first place. Maybe there's no machayiv in the first place. After all, the Torah says a beer b'stei acher. Shein v'regel is only chayiv b'shus harabin, not because of some sport of pati or b'shus harabin. Maybe because you need a sport to be machayiv or b'shus anizak. What do I mean by this? Karen is kavanas lahazik. Karen, there's something criminal going on here. Maybe criminal is a strong word for animal. Although we're getting up to the Ramban and Noach soon, who says that an animal that kills is morally culpable. The meanest face I've ever seen Chesky Glad make, which is still not so mean. But the Kavanah Lahazik, someone's doing something criminal, someone's doing something wrong. Kavanah Lahazik. How about Shein V'regel? Animals eat, animals walk. Like, what's wrong about that? What's offensive about that? I don't mean offensive like it makes, you know, it's impolite. I mean, it's like actually on the offense, right? Kavanas Lahazik is an attack. Shein V'regel, where's the attack? Where's the criminal? The answer is, you know why you're chayiv Shein V'regel? You're chayiv for invading someone's property in the first place. You shouldn't have let your animal enter their property. Letting your animal enter their property, that's trespassing. That's right there, that's a crime. So maybe the answer is because it's not obvious that I'm chayiv anytime my animal damages your property. No. Why should I be chayiv if my animal damages your property? That's tough luck. I'm only chayiv if there was some criminal element here. If someone did something morally wrong here. Either kavanas lahazik or trespassing. And therefore, maybe there's no machayiv in Shein V'regel. Shein V'regel is innocent. Why should I be chayiv for innocent things that happen? Again, you might have said, because I should have been chachamin of a rosho and thought to prevent them. Right? You should have, could have said, you know why you're chayiv for innocent things? Because innocent things make your neighbor lose money, and you should have cared about your neighbor's money and taken pains to prevent any loss of money to anyone. Or you could say, no, I'm not chayiv in innocent things. I'm chayiv for trespassing, though. If I let my, even if I don't send my animal, but I let my animal go into your field, then I've done something wrong. So maybe you could just say that there's no mechayev in the first place without trespassing. Now, all of this, if you just think of the first six parakim of Baba Kama, or even more, the first couple parakim of Baba Kama, you'll say, okay, these ideas need to be tested. You know, after all, there's lots of litmus tests to figure out what pshat is. What about, let's go back to this case of the board, which was, it stepped on the board in the street and damaged in someone's property, what the real din there, or if it kicked a pebble in the street, damaged someone's property. What if it was property where both the Nizak and the Mazik was reasonable for them to be there, or neither one was reasonable for them to be there? Right, we say, yuck, it's reasonable for you to keep your stuff there and not for me to let my cow there. The street is reasonable for me to let my cow there and not for you to put your stuff there. What if it was reasonable for both of us to be there, or for neither of us to be there? These are sugyas later on, but they're not for now. And Amir Tzashem will come back to you. Yehuda.
Is Shane really that innocent?
Depending on how you look at it, but if you remember so that Rimi Gash said that, what do you mean Shane? That's not even a mazik. It's not even any damage, just eating. Maybe Shane is an innocent act. Or you could say, Adrava, what do you mean? Shane is pleasuring herself at someone else's expense. Depending on how you look at it. But you certainly could look at Shane as an innocent act. No one tried to hurt anyone. Okay, so this will be to get back to Bezrat Hashem. Oh, okay, so give me 1 second. The Makoros, I'd written up half of the next Makoros sheet. But then I left it in someplace. The next Makoros sheet, by the way, I'm going to name 11, because it's for sheer 11, even though that means there's no Makoros sheet 10. So there's no Makoros sheet 10. Today was sheer 10.
You have to put an asterisk in the YU Torah. People think that.
Anyway, I will, okay. I have a... I have a draft here. I will send it out to somehow.
Yeah, I'll send it out to everyone now, and then I'll send out an updated copy later on Eretz Hashem. Let me see, how do I send that out to everyone now? You know you can't send to a group from your cell phone, but I can reply all.
No. Okay. No, your Gmail. Thank you. There's another application.
I'm not a...